Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I do need you guys to do one favor for me. Tomorrow during the Cowboys and Chiefs game, at around 2 o'clock, can you turn down the television and turn up 96.5 The Fan? I mean, if you listen before 2 o'clock, I mean that's fine, I guess. But really start listening at 2. And then once it gets past 6 o'clock, if you want to listen to Nance and Romo, I mean, I can't stop you if that's what you want to do, but really try to listen at 2 o'clock. That would just really help me out if that's what you guys did tomorrow. If you guys just as a family huddled around the radio like the old days, I mean, I'd really appreciate if you guys did that. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by RJ Choppy, who does mornings in Dallas. Let's take a closer look at the Cowboys. RJ, how you doing, my man?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Doing fantastic. RJ, let's start with this. Now, I don't want to make it seem like it's a large portion of Chiefs fans, but some Chiefs fans are tired of them playing on the holidays. They played on Christmas the last couple of years. They play now on Thanksgiving. Some Chiefs fans just don't like it. Hey, we want to spend time with our families, and I get it. This is like a part of you guys' tradition as a city. You guys have been doing this your entire life. What is Thanksgiving in Dallas like when everybody knows exactly what they're going to be doing every year?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the complaint. And it's every year. It's I started working in radio here in 2002, and it's been not a normal Thanksgiving at all. Ever since I started doing the job, so it's old hat. It gets tiring. We love it, and we also hate it sometimes because my mother is completely oblivious to anything that happens in the world, and she decided that we're having Thanksgiving dinner at like 5 o'clock tomorrow. So that's what we'll be doing at 5 o'clock in the middle of the game.
Why are you guys eating so late in the day? You guys can't do this at one?
Dude, I don't know. I don't even know. She's not even making turkey this year. I don't even know if I'm going to go at this point. I don't even know who she is. I'm going to disown her.
Right now, we're joined by RJ Choppy. I do want to talk some football with you. I've asked all of our guests this week, give me your controversial Thanksgiving food opinion. Mine is, I don't want anything to do with sweet potatoes. Please keep them off my plate. I'm also not sure if green bean casserole is a real thing. I've never been to a home in which green bean casserole was offered as a dish. I've never seen it before. I've only heard that people eat it before. What's your controversial Thanksgiving take?
I didn't know it was controversial until I was told it was controversial, but my controversial one is that mac and cheese is not a Thanksgiving item. That is my controversial one, I guess. I didn't know that was a thing. I grew up in the Northeast, and that was not a thing up there, I guess, for Thanksgiving. But somehow fried ravioli was. So I think fried ravioli is a Thanksgiving meal, but not mac and cheese.
I got to come over to you guys' house if you're offering fried ravioli. I've never had that before. I'm trying to see what that's like on Thanksgiving.
It's pretty awesome. It's like an appetizer. Got to have it, though. It's a must.
All All right, so let's, I guess, start with this. What's been the feeling? What's been the tone in Dallas this week after Sunday's exciting win? I'll tell you how it's been here in Kansas City. Man, they were on the mat. They were down. They just had a fumble in the fourth quarter, and a lot of people, as certainly in my Twitter mentions, were getting ready for the NFL draft at that point. And the Chiefs pulled one out of the fire. They are now 6-5 coming into it. And there is a little bit of swagger that's coming back, and that swagger will be multiplied tenfold if they go on the road in a short week to Dallas and win this game. What's been the feeling like in Dallas after the win against the Eagles?
Well, a lot of excitement. You know, I was not sure how to expect, how to gauge what the crowd was going to be like on Monday morning, because, you know, for three quarters of that Eagles game, everyone on social media was dog cussing this team. Everyone. And they pull the game out, and obviously you're elated that they won the game, but also, like, you know, how are you going to react? Because people like to react, and they like to style point wins, right? But elation. I mean, people were just basically excited. You beat the Eagles, you beat the Eagles. You don't really care how you do it, how long it takes you to come back. You just beat the Eagles. That's the most important part.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy, who covers the Dallas Cowboys, taking a closer look at this Cowboys team. Are you guys still hopeful about the postseason? Looking at the NFC, it's going to take a lot of work for you guys to get back in the playoff conversation. It feels like this is a potential elimination game for you guys. If you got six losses heading into December, and that's not even counting the tie that you have, really hard to find a path for them to make the playoffs if they lose on Thursday.
Yeah, I think if they're going to make the playoffs, the tie is actually going to help them, because I don't believe they can lose more than one game. If they lose more than one game, they're not going to be able to get to 11 wins, right? So they would be 10-6-1, right? 10-6-1 beats 10-7. So I really don't think they can lose more than one game. This is kind of an elimination game. Although, if you were going to lose one of them, you'd rather lose this one than lose to Detroit, because it's an NFC game. Problem is San Fran, if I'm not mistaken, San Fran's like 7-2 against the NFC. You're not going to catch them. You don't hold the tiebreaker with Carolina. If you lose to Detroit, you don't hold the tiebreaker with them. You know, this team is not really, I don't think, a playoff team right now, and I don't think they can expect to be a playoff team. Which brings up the next problem, which is if you're not going to make the playoffs and it's too far away and you got a 10% chance, don't you want the better draft pick? So now it's like, which one do you go through?
Let's talk about the quarterback in Dak Prescott. He's been one of the more polarizing players in the NFL, I would say, over the last 5 years. I feel like a lot of that has kind of calmed down. It feels like, at least from the outside, a lot of people acknowledge that Dak is a good quarterback, and I feel like much more of the criticism has kind of been levied toward the front office, Jerry Jones, and the team that they've put around him. But I remember when there was a you can't pay Dak Prescott argument, but as time has kind of progressed a bit, I think people acknowledge, yes, that was a good contract. It was worth it to pay Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I think that the way people look at it now is that, yes, he was he is a good quarterback. He's not elite. All right, he's not an elite quarterback. We know that. Do you need elite to win? Yes, kind of. I mean, it helps. You know, there's a reason why guys like Dak Prescott and Jared Goff, who made a Super Bowl and made another NFC Championship game, but they haven't won the Super Bowl, because they're just like, they're like on that really good, borderline great, but not elite. And I think you need elite. Dak has done well, and he's gotten to that age where he has all the answers to the test. He knows exactly what's coming. You can't really trick him the way you used to be able to. He still has his weaknesses. He still has his flaws, like they all do. Do they regret the contract? I don't think so. If they extend him, I think they will come to regret it.
What do you think happens long-term with George Pickens?
He'll be here. Long-term meaning next year he'll be there. They're going to tag him at minimum. If they sign him long-term, that's a different story. I think they should. I would love to sign him long-term. What do? That you become the Bengals. You become a team that's got a high-priced quarterback, two high-priced wide receivers. They got $60 million tied up in their defensive tackles right now that are on the field. That's a lot of money in the interior of the defensive line. I think they're going to try to get him signed long term. That'd be my guess. Now, what the number comes in at, now you got yourself a problem, because if he comes in and he starts, because you know the way that it is with the contracts, that everybody leapfrogs. You going to pay him more than CeeDee Lamb at $35 million? How's that dynamic going to work in the locker room?
I would be very, very leery. I don't think anybody, and I can't speak for you, I don't believe you and I question George Pickens' ability at all. He is one of the 10 best receivers, top 15 receivers in the National Football League. Man, I got a lot of questions about giving him $60 to $65 million guaranteed. That feels like a contract that could instantly come back to bite you because his attitude and effort changes.
Oh, there's no doubt it could. I mean, there's a risk because this is a walk year, right? It's a contract year, so there's a risk. And maybe that's why they tag him next year and give him that extra, you know, kind of prove it year. But then you run the risk of an upset George Pickens because, you know, he hasn't been a top 10 receiver this year. He's been a top 3 receiver this year, top 5, you know. He's the best receiver on this team right now. And, you know, I've got such a man crush on George Pickens. I'm ready to tell CD to go take a hike, give him my 2 ones for him, and let's go. But I know realistically, you're right. Like, George is a wild card. We don't know what George is going to be like when he's got all that money.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy here for a couple of more minutes. Let's talk about the defensive side. Let's talk about the trade to go get Quinnen Williams. I feel like a lot of outsiders had a lot of questions about that trade and what it meant. I feel like it has now reminded people over the last couple of weeks with how he's played, man, Quinnen Williams is one of the best defensive players in the league, and when you got a chance to go get one of those guys, you go get him. I just think it looks weird in the context of they already had one of the best defensive players in the league, and they trade him to the Packers.
Yeah, it's a little weird when you look at it that way. He's been tremendous. He has kind of stepped in, and you know, Aaron Whitecotton is the defensive line coach. He was his defensive line coach with the Jets when he had his best year. So that was the hope that they were going to, you know, mesh together well. I was not like thrilled with the deal. I was ready to kind of blow this thing up and take my four picks, my four first rounders over the next 2 years, trade back, you know, on one or two of them, get up another first rounder and let's really try to make this thing work and reset this roster. But here we are now. And you can't really argue with the results they've gotten on the field since they made the trade. The defense has been much better. It was tremendous in the second half, really the last 8 drives against Philadelphia. So Williams has been fantastic since he's come over here. And yeah, we forget because, you know, his last year with the Jets wasn't his best. How much of that, though, was the Jets?
I was just going to ask you, do you think that the defensive turnaround has been tied to Quinnen Williams? I mean, their defense was atrocious the first month and a half of a season. It is certainly much more formidable, which you're going to need going up against Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and the weapons that they have. It feels like their defense has a fighting chance on Thursday.
Yeah, it's gotten better. How much of it is Quinnen versus how much of it is time on task, right? You know, where they've just new system, you know, new language, and they had to kind of get the time on task to be able to figure out exactly what they were doing. The same thing happened last year with Mike Zimmer. You know, around middle of the season, they started to pick it up and get a little bit better. And around the same time that they got Williams this year, they started to pick it up and be a little bit better. So, yeah, you've got to factor that in and assume that most of it is Quinnen, but also, especially with the secondary, just the fact that they've kind of, you know, gone through the bye week and had their opportunity to reset and figure out what was gone wrong. You know, this happened a couple of years ago in their last 12-5 season. You know, McCarthy took over the offense and they were not good early on. They would go to the bye week, they reset everything, and they took off offensively.
RJ, this is a really important game for both sides. This is a really difficult game for both sides. A really emotional win against a top 5 team on Sunday for both of these teams. I would argue it's a little bit tougher for Kansas City that they are the road team in this one. They only had one practice day, which was Tuesday. You got to travel on Wednesday. You got to go there. I'm imagining all the pageantry that comes with playing on the road on Thanksgiving in Dallas. This is a really difficult game for both sides that can drastically change the course of the season. Season for both teams.
For sure. I mean, both teams are kind of in the same predicament, right? I mean, they don't have a whole lot of losses they can buy themselves. Now for them, each of them, it's fortunately it's an out of conference game, so it doesn't hurt you in the first tiebreaker, but I mean, both teams really need this one. There's no doubt. And you know, with in the NFC, or you know, the Cowboys already don't have the tiebreaker with a slew of teams. And same for the Chiefs, right? I mean, they don't have the tiebreaker with Jacksonville right now. They're a team that's ahead of them in the standings, and you got to keep an eye on that. You don't want to have you'll fall too far behind, because every game you fall behind, you got to add an extra half game. This is a brutal matchup for both teams. They've got to have this.
Last thing here, we always ask our guests this: give me your Chiefs win scenario. Give me your Cowboys win scenario.
Well, if the Chiefs have got to put up points, they've got to score, I would guess around 27 points. That's my guess. I think the Cowboys offense, especially at home, you can put up 27. The Cowboys put up 27 at home almost any time they play. That's just the number that they've got to get to. I think Kansas City's got to get to that number if they're going to win the football game. And for the Cowboys, it's getting off the field on third down. That's simple. Patrick Mahomes on third down, running around, doing Patrick Mahomes things, which, you know, he obviously is one of the greatest players we've ever seen. I don't understand how this team is not winning more games this year than they have, than they previously had. But that is the number one thing for the Cowboys. Just get off the field on third down.
That is RJ Choppy joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work in Dallas. He does mornings with Sean Sharif. RJ, man, it's always great to talk football with you, man. I always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for popping on today.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You too, man. That is RJ Choppy joining us on the show today, taking a closer look at the Dallas Cowboys. I had never heard of someone having fried ravioli for their Thanksgiving. I understand everybody's family's different, so this is not me judging you if you're having fried ravioli. And how he described it, using it as an appetizer, something that gets you into the meal, made a lot of sense. I just haven't heard that before, a little fried ravioli.
I'm not too well-versed on fried ravioli. I've only had it the number of times I've been to the Hill in St. Louis, and I'm never in a rush to go back to St. Louis. I never heard of it being a Thanksgiving dish either. I'm going to respectfully pass on the fried ravioli. It's fine. I think there's the table's too crowded at my Thanksgiving to add something else. I don't know.
I want to make this point really quickly about Thanksgiving and kind of get your thoughts on it, because I know I'm a little bit older than you, Nathan. I'm happy that the NFL acknowledges how important John Madden was in building up this day. Maybe this day was always just going to be a really big deal. America really loves football. America really loves Thanksgiving. If you're going to put a game on when everybody is at home, people are just going to watch it. But when you think about the brand that Thanksgiving football is, that brand was built by John Madden. It was built with all of it. The turducken, the tradition of it, him being the voice of basically the team of the 90s when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. So I am happy that they have kind of rebranded this thing in his passing as the John Madden game. And they show highlights and clips and pictures. And they really acknowledge the just presence that John Madden has on this Thursday. I say this all the time. There has been no better teacher of the game of football for the American public than John Madden. If you like football and you're under the age of 50, you like football largely because of him. You like it because either A, someone in your family passed it down to you, a dad, an uncle, a relative, or somebody, or his presence was just unavoidable in the 90s and the 2000s. Everybody played Madden. Everybody tried to sound like Madden. Like, it is impossible to escape the influence that John Madden has had on American pop culture and its relationship with football. So I'm very, very happy that as the NFL is moving forward with Thanksgiving and it is getting bigger, they have now added another game on Thanksgiving, and it is basically now an all-day affair that starts at 11 o'clock and ends at 10 o'clock. That is because of John Madden. That is why people love Thanksgiving football the way that they do.
Thanks for pointing out how much younger I am than you, Carrington. Luckily, I'm not too young to have missed the Madden influence. I wasn't watching this game in the 90s, but I do associate this game and this day with John Madden. I mean, when I was a little kid, when I started watching football, you turn on the TV, if it's not John Madden talking, it's like Frank Caliendo impersonating John Madden. Like, he's all over the place. His name's on the video game cover. He's got the bus going around the country. Like, yeah, John Madden is everywhere. A huge part of the football influence. I associate him and the turducken more than anything with this game in Dallas on the afternoon of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because I would say in a lot of ways, you know, football games, I would say for the most part, are all the same. Now, I understand that every week, every game has its own importance, But the week 3 game pageantry and the week 10 game, they don't really feel much different. And I would even argue that's the same way on Christmas as well. Like, the NFL just hasn't branded Christmas Day football in that way. I think they are certainly trying to, but they have not done it. The NBA has branded Christmas in that way. They've been doing it for a lot longer. Football hasn't really branded itself. Football has branded itself with Thanksgiving, that it is synonymous. It is tradition. It is America. Playing on that game and that day feels different than all of the other days. The pageantry around it, how you celebrate it. You don't hand a trophy off at the end. Everybody comes down and they all eat this bird. That's John Madden, man. It is undeniable his impact on Thanksgiving Day football.
Thanksgiving is the only day that the NFL has in the regular season like that, that feels different. The league is good at pageantry just in general.
It's like their Field of Dreams game. That's what it's like. You know how baseball does a Field of Dreams game, or when baseball played the baseball game at the NASCAR stadium? Football just doesn't have that throughout the course of the regular season, except on Thanksgiving.
NFL Thanksgiving is what the MLB hopes that Field of Dreams game or those games become.
For sure.
And like, the, you know, They added the third game in recent memory, so every year we're hopeful that our team gets added at Thanksgiving, and hopefully we get a good game. If our team's not in that game, we like to turn on the 11 a.m. game and laugh at the Lions. I don't know if that game really feels any different, but you're ready for it. You're used to it. That game with the Cowboys that you take a nap in the second half during after your first go at Thanksgiving dinner, yeah, that feels different. And like a texter points out here, like wanting to see your team and your guy rip off one of the pieces of that bird with John Madden after that game was a huge deal. Yeah, I associate this so strongly with John Madden, and it's the best product of the NFL. Like, they go all out for this thing. Post Malone's performing at halftime of this thing. That's not regular for an NFL game. So, yeah. John Madden's influence is, you can't miss it tomorrow.
Do you like Post Malone?
I like Post Malone.
You didn't say that in a very convincing way.
His older stuff, way more than his newer stuff.
I do like older Post Malone. I remember I saw Post Malone. I took my sister to her first ever concert. It was Justin Bieber. That's when Justin Bieber had that, "What do you mean?" I took her to that concert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you know who opened up for him? It was Post Malone.
Okay.
This is when Post Malone just had the White Iverson song off SoundCloud. He didn't have a whole lot of music. He had like a little 10, 15 minute set. I saw Post Malone.
He had White
back
Iverson
in the day. Yeah,
White
I
Iverson
like that
and
song.
A bunch of sad songs. I went to the Hollywood's Bleeding Tour that night of the Chiefs parade. So I did get to see him live. He was good. Not one of my favorites, but I kind of have always wondered if like he would get Super Bowl consideration one day. I don't think he's quite gotten big enough to be in that consideration.
I actually thought that he was going to do it this year. Like, whenever they were deciding before they ended up picking Bad Bunny, I said on the show, I thought the Super Bowl halftime was either going to be Miley Cyrus or Post Malone.
Miley Cyrus.
They had kind of done the hip-hop rap thing for a couple of times. I understand needing a pivot to go to a different kind of music. Post Malone kind of appeals to a lot of different people. You like his older stuff. He's kind of transitioning to making country music. Like, Post Malone, to me, made a lot of sense. But getting the Thanksgiving, you kind of feel validated. This is the big day that a lot of people are going to watch. And obviously, the NFL acknowledges his presence.
Yeah, I mean, and for the last 5 years, he's been all over the Bud Light ads and other ads for the league. Like, yeah, he's in lockstep with the league. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him do the Super Bowl one day. But like, yeah, rolling out a guy like Post Malone for a halftime show, that's, like, if you knew nothing else about John Madden, about the Cowboys, about Thanksgiving, you'd think, oh, this is bigger than most regular season games.
So I put this poll question up earlier, and I'm curious to get you guys' opinion. We'll read some of your text here coming up in a bit. 913-586-7965. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving? It's a poll. You can catch it on our Twitter page. So it is 58% yes, 42% no of people that are saying that they don't like the Chiefs playing on Thanksgiving. I like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving. It is cool. I understand it depending on what your family situation is, what you got going, when you're planning on eating, if you got to leave somewhere. You know, usually the Chiefs game are a block of time that you have blocked out every single week. Hey, don't bother me from 12 to 3 because I'm watching the Chiefs and everybody knows. This is a very, very different circumstance. I don't know. It's just, it's cool to see them play on this day in this game. It's just cool to see. I would feel a little bit different if they were playing in the night game on this one. The night game just isn't as cool. I've been watching football all day. All right, I'm kind of over it. I'm ready to do something else, spend some time with my family. I mean, football then asks for your entire weekend now. They want your attention now on Black Friday. I got NFL. I got college. They want your attention on Saturday. It's the final day of the regular season. We're back on Sunday with some big games. Like, I feel like usually by the night game, I'm a little footballed out and I'm ready to kind of do some different stuff with the family. But that 325 Cowboys game is special. It's different. So the fact that the Chiefs are playing in that game, I think is pretty cool. I didn't vote in my own poll, but I would have voted yes. I do like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving.
I voted yes. I would not want my team to be on Thanksgiving every year. Like RJ was talking about it, you would never have a regular Thanksgiving, whether you're just watching it with your family or whether you're in the media, you know, covering that thing, your Thanksgiving would always be disrupted. Didn't we know that eventually Patrick Mahomes would play in this game? Didn't we know before the end of his career and Andy Reid's career, the Chiefs would one time play in this game? It's one of the only boxes. I mean, he's been to Brazil and to Europe and in the playoffs and on Christmas and Black Friday. We knew this was coming. I could have told you when we knew just the opponents for this season, the Chiefs are playing in this football game. It's a one-off. It's cool. Now, for this team this year, this team right now doesn't need to play two games in 4 days. They got beat up on Sunday. I don't like that aspect of it. In general, I'm with you. It's cool. I like it.
Text line 913-586-7965. We asked the question on Twitter, do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving? Right now, it is 58% yes, 42% no. We'll read some of your texts coming up on the other side. And we mentioned earlier that the Cowboys have a what-if player for me in Javonte Williams. The Chiefs had a chance to go get Javonte Williams. He signed with the Cowboys. They paid him $500,000 more than what the Chiefs ended up paying Elijah Mitchell. That was a realistic option to me for Kansas City. There is another thing that the Cowboys did this offseason. I don't think the Chiefs should have done it, but I do think this mindset is something that the Chiefs should consider. I'll explain what I mean. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to take a look at the Chiefs and Cowboys game from the gambling perspective. I know a lot of you are going to be laying down a couple of shekels on tomorrow's game. We'll take a closer look at some overs, some unders, some player props, some touchdowns. We'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Happy that you guys are here with us on this Wednesday as we get you ready for Chiefs and Cowboys. Now, I want to be very clear in this before we read some text. We have a poll question that's up right now. Do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving? Right now, it's at 58 to 42% yes versus no. If you like the Chiefs playing on Thanksgiving, be sure to text in 913-586-7965. And we'll read some of these texts coming up in a bit. I want to be clear in this. I understand that the Chiefs were not going to trade for George Pickens. They didn't need to trade for George Pickens. But I think George Pickens is an example of something that I think they need to strongly consider this offseason. One of the themes I'm going to have, regardless of how this season ends, is that I think the Chiefs have gotten a little bit comfortable in some ways. When they need a defensive lineman, we all know who they're going to go get. Well, they're going to go get Derek Nnadi. Well, they're going to go get Colin Saunders. When they need a wide receiver, well, they're going to get this. They're going to get this. Like, the Chiefs clearly have a type. There was a lot of questions around the Cowboys trading for George Pickens. I know that it is working out, but we can go back to when they made this deal, and it was I can't believe you would trade that much for a player who was entering the final year of his deal and has been a problem in his previous location. Fast forward, I mean, George Pickens has been an all-pro wide receiver so far this season. He has been fantastic. The Cowboys took a chance. They took a chance. This offseason, the Chiefs are not going to be able to rebuild this thing. And I mean rebuild in a loose term. Don't go crazy, text line. They're not going to be able to do that with just six draft picks. They're going to have a lot of cap space. I don't think Juwan Taylor is coming back. That's some cap space. We'll see what happens with Travis Kelce. That's some cap space. They're going to have some room to wheel and deal and make some moves. I want to see the Chiefs take a chance this offseason. And they're probably going to have to take a chance at veteran wide receiver. You've already spent draft picks when it comes to Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Go spend a little bit of money and get yourself a veteran wide receiver that can be a solid number three. Maybe he's got, quote, questionable character. But isn't that why you have the infrastructure in place? Isn't that why you have Mahomes? Isn't that why you have Chris Jones? Isn't that why you have Trent McDuffie and Andy Reid and the leadership to bring somebody in and show them how we do things in Kansas City? That needs to be the message at One Arrowhead Drive. So again, I'm not saying now hindsight, oh man, the Chiefs should have got George Pickens. No, I'm saying is every single offseason there's a George Pickens. On the offensive or defensive side of the ball, usually at a position that the Chiefs or any team could possibly use. There's always a George Pickens at wide receiver. Last year, George Pickens got traded. DK Metcalf got traded. There's going to be a defensive lineman that gets traded. We just saw Quinnen Williams get traded a couple of weeks ago. We saw Micah Parsons get traded. There's going to be big-name players that get traded at the end of the season. I want the Chiefs to be in that conversation of getting one of those kind of guys. They're going to need things. They're going to need a right tackle. They're going to need a defensive lineman who's got a little bit of dog who can get after the quarterback. This is not going to be a perfect roster heading into the offseason. Sometimes you got to dare to be different and take a chance. And one of the problems, I think, with the front office is they've just gotten too comfortable. When you need a running back, well, we got to go get a Jerick McKinnon type. Let's bring back Kareem Hunt. No, let's find something different than that. That's going to be a big thing that I really hammer this offseason is just trying something new and breathing a little bit of different life into their offense and their defense and going out and making a trade like the Cowboys did to go get George Pickens. And now you've got him. He's played fantastic. You want to keep him long term and you're figuring out what you're going to do. I want to see Kansas City consider making one of those kind of moves.
Boy, there are a lot of ways they can free up cap space. In addition to the ones you mentioned, you're going to redo Mahomes' contract this offseason, presumably, or at least restructure his current one. Creed Humphrey, a restructure for him is available and looks good. The contract looks good at this point in time. Now, they are going to have a lot of in-house guys you're going to want to talk about bringing back. So that's reworking McDuffie. It's talking to Jalen Watson, to Leo Chenal, probably, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Juju Smith-Schuster. But I'm with you at either that third wide receiver spot behind Rice and Worthy, or where I want it on the defensive line. The character concerns does not, I mean, this locker room can weather it. Go find your Ndamukong Suh. He's going to get some unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Maybe a lot of guys in the league don't like him, but the talent is there.
They need some nastiness on their defensive line.
100%. 100%. And so George Pickens, he's been a weirdo since day one, since draft night. Everyone knew. I mean, you heard murmurs about him at Georgia, but just the picture of him looking at the draft. Like we all knew what the Steelers were getting with George Pickens. The Cowboys are getting the most out of him possible. And the Chiefs maybe weren't the best suitors for him specifically. It didn't line up with what they needed. I want defensive line George Pickens on the Chiefs this offseason. I don't know who that is. That's who I want.
Text line 913-586-7965. So we asked this question on, do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving? Right now it is 58% yes, 42% no. Reading through some of these text line, 913-586-7965, CDOT, I don't like it. The Chiefs take up enough of my family time every Sunday. Now they want to do it on Thanksgiving. This is the part, I guess, on people pushing back that I don't fully understand. And I get it. Like, I don't live and die with the Chiefs in ways that you guys do. What I maybe don't get is the time that I spend watching the Chiefs, it usually is friends and family time. Like, it's things that I'm already doing. So I am wondering tomorrow, I mean, I imagine you were already going to watch the Cowboys game. Now you're going to watch the Cowboys game with a little bit different interest. What else are people doing during this time on Thanksgiving? So I guess just in my house and my family, not even related to the Chiefs, at 3 o'clock on Thursday on Thanksgiving, I was watching the Cowboys anyway with my family. We weren't outside. We weren't doing home projects. We were sitting around the television, talking, laughing, drinking, having a good time, watching football. Now we're going to do it with the team that I actually know and follow. So this is family time for me on Thursday. I imagine it's going to be family time for a lot of people. Now, maybe you don't like watching the game that way. You want to be down in your man cave. It's quiet. You kind of lock in. That's not what I think tomorrow is going to be for a lot of people. But I mean, 3:25 on Thursday is going to be family time. My mom's going to be there. My sister's going to be there. My stepdad's going. We're watching the game tomorrow as a family.
When the Chiefs, so they were bad most of my childhood when Andy Reid came along and they were new to the scene and they were pretty good, but you knew they didn't have real playoff aspirations under Alex Smith. I like to go out socially and watch those teams play games. Since they got into the stratosphere they're in when Patrick came along, I lock in for these games. I watch them alone. I want you to know ball if you're sitting down and watching this game with me. I don't want to watch it with Auntie, who's going to be asking me questions.
That's fair.
I don't want to.
I can't argue that.
Now, it's a one-off. Again, it's going to be okay. But I'm with you on, like, the Cowboys game would be on in the background of what we'd be sitting visiting, and the Cowboys would be on TV anyway. It's just going to take a little bit more of the spotlight than it would otherwise. And for me, the only difference is I would take a nap in the second quarter normally, and I'm not going to be able to do that tomorrow. So I'm probably going to be a little tired at the end of the day. But otherwise, I don't think it changes a whole lot. And to reiterate, I am so glad this team is not the Cowboys that plays in every year on this time slot. That would get old. But it's going to be fine.
One thing that I think is pretty interesting from at least looking at it, I would say the text line is probably indicative of what the poll is. About 60-40. Some people don't like it. Some people do like it. I get it. Like, yeah, they're playing on a major holiday. I think the NFL is going to have a tougher time than they think branding Christmas and getting NFL fans to give up two major holidays. They already want your Thanksgiving for basically start to finish. They now want your Christmas too. They now want your Christmas. And if you're a Chiefs fan, they're asking you to give up both of those things. They're asking you to give up the middle of your Thanksgiving day, that now you got to be locked in and you got to be watching it. And they also want your Christmas night, and they want you to go out there and pay to watch them. I think that's going to be the thing. This is where I think it's just a branding thing. I know you guys don't like the NBA, but the NBA on Christmas, they have branded it. That's a thing that we do. Celebrities go do it. Hey, what? Hey, it's 2 o'clock. I'm going to the Knicks game. Look at who's all out here. This is the biggest regular season game that we have. It's a who's who. I don't think the NFL fan sees Christmas that way. I think they see Thanksgiving that way, and it makes sense. Thanksgiving football has been in our lives for 60 years. Them playing on Christmas and them trying to brand it as a thing is a relatively new thing. It's just going to take a lot of time, I think, for the NFL to change people's viewing habits.
Yeah, and I think even the casual fan has that viewing habit. So the best argument, and I think really the only argument against liking this, are the folks that are saying if you're married with kids, it adds more to your day. It goes back to the argument of how you like to watch Chiefs games. But also, like, I would counter, those people know that football is played on Thanksgiving. Like, your wife, your kids, they're used to growing up and football is on in the background, at least in my house, they are. Now, I'm not saying they love it, but they're used to it. And then now, last year, when the Chiefs are playing on Christmas, my now wife is like, are you kidding me? They play on Christmas now too? Like, she has no idea that the NFL has been playing on Christmas for the last 5 or 10 years. So I'm with you. They are not going to have an easy time getting the viewership on Christmas. I think people just know football's on in the background on Thanksgiving. Maybe I'm looking through, you know, the lens of the NFL here, but I think people know that. I don't think it's a big adjustment.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to take a look at the gambling perspective for tomorrow's game. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jonathan Von Tobel. He is with VSiN. We're going to take a look at the gambling perspective for tomorrow, because I know a lot of you are going to have your bets out for tomorrow's Thanksgiving festivities. Jonathan, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. You know, I love Thanksgiving. I think a lot of people do. You mentioned it. We actually get three good games. You know, there's been some Thanksgivings in the past where you get some blowouts and some ugly ones, but tomorrow looks great, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So let's start with the Chiefs and the Cowboys here. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. I feel like that half point is going to end up biting you. It bit you on Sunday if you took the Chiefs. They won, but the little hook got you there. What side are you on? Cowboys plus the points? Are you taking the Chiefs minus the 3.5?
Well, full disclosure for your audience, I am a Colts fan, but there are no bitter feelings here after the way that thing went down last week. But, no, actually, I do think Kansas City's a side. You mentioned the number. There's a couple of spots that have some threes out there that are juiced to the dog side. But, like, I think that's the side I'd rather be on if you can find those threes. KC, I think, performed better than what the final result was last week. You know, doubled up the Colts in terms of yardage with the 33 first downs to 10 or whatever it was. I know it's in that ballpark. I think that the market might be a little low on them here. And the other side, it's like two trains passing in the night. I think the market upgraded Dallas quite a bit after the comeback against Philly. I think this is still a defense, as we know, that can be. I think you got enough skill position talent there for KC to get this thing done in a favorable environment. So give me Kansas City. I think they're on the light side there if you're getting that three.
Why do you think that the public hasn't really wavered when it comes to Kansas City? When you look at these games, they're favored every single week. They're still the favorite to represent the AFC when it comes to the Super Bowl. Why do you think that the public and or Vegas hasn't really wavered on Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm glad you threw that last part in, because it's not just like the betting public. You know, the sharps that shape the market every single week have not backed off of them either. And I think part of it is, you know, as you guys would know out there, they are deserving of a better fate. You know, I make the joke the last couple of weeks. Last year, it was all about, you can't keep doing this in terms of winning one-score games. This year, it's all about, you know, the team can't keep doing this in terms of losing one-score games. So, you know, you have that working where they're just better than what they've seen in terms of the record and the outcomes. And they're just a team that's been there before. And so you see every week – You know, we do an exercise on our show, market power ratings. Where does the betting market power rate these teams? Kansas City has consistently been one of the top teams from a power rating standpoint by the betting market. Outside of this week, the Rams finally passed them. So I think it's everybody, and rightfully so. I mean, this is a team that once they get in, they will be favored in almost every matchup. I think that they face outside of some tricky road spots that they would face in the postseason. And I don't think anybody would be shamed to think that they can overcome it. And I think that's why we're seeing this stubbornness with how they're being bet.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Von Tobel. He is with VSiN, taking a look at the gambling perspective for Thanksgiving. I'm a big believer in only taking plus money touchdowns. I'm not paying juice when it comes to a touchdown. There are only two players who are getting minus money when it comes to touchdowns, Javonte Williams and Rashee Rice. If I gave you a free touchdown bet for Thursday, who do you like on Kansas City and who do you like on Dallas?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, it's got to be Rice for Kansas City for me. I mean, the ability to generate explosives against this Dallas defense are going to be there. And we know how explosive he can be. We saw it last week against Indianapolis. I think it would be Rice there, even with the price. And with Dallas, I think it'd be kind of hard to really delineate who you'd want. I know that Pickens is a little banged up, but he's shown, I think, some real solid potential. And he's not going to be priced as high as a guy like CeeDee Lamb. So I think I'd go in that direction if I'm looking at Dallas.
Right now, we're going through some of the storylines in tomorrow's game from the gambling perspective of things. Are there a couple player props that you like? Is there a Travis Kelce over on receiving yards? Is there a rushing total that you like? Are there some Chiefs player props that you would suggest?
You know, I think one of the things I do like, and I don't have this number off the top of my head in front of me, but I like looking at a lot of these guys for longest receptions in certain matchups. I know we tend to look at, like, receiving yards or receptions, but, like, going back to Rashee Rice, you know, if that number is somewhere where I would expect it to be, being able to find spots where you have some of these defenses like Dallas who have a penchant for giving up those explosive plays. And, you know, that's runs of 10 or more yards, passing plays of 15 or more yards. I really want to target those longest receptions, maybe even longest completion for Patrick Mahomes. So, like, a Rice over his longest reception, I think, would be definitely something that can happen for you. And that's what I've been trying to play a little bit more of this year, is trying to find some of those guys in that one catch, that one run that can get you over that number. And I think Rice definitely has that in him.
Yeah, I'm looking at Xavier Worthy right now. His over on longest reception is 18 and a half. Worthy going back to Texas. That's where he went to college, his alma mater. I could see Worthy having one big play in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen, obviously, we can go through weeks on weeks of film and statistics to show you that Dallas is going to give those up. And then when you get a guy like Worthy who has the ability to do it, you mentioned the willingness, of course, being back at home. I think that totally matters, too. I think he's definitely going to be there. And under 20 yards, because those get pretty high. You know, for example, on Monday night, George Kittle's number for longest reception was over 21.5. So 18.5 for a guy of Worthy's caliber, I think, is definitely worth looking at.
Last couple of questions here. Give me a touchdown prop that you really like for the first game, Packers and Lions. That's a game that I could see going in either direction. Every time I think I got a good feel on either one of those teams, I end up being wrong.
Yeah. I mean, so it's interesting. There's a couple of different options. And I'm with you. Like, I don't know how you figure these teams out. I feel like if you like one of these sides this weekend, you're probably betting them to win the NFC North because they're going to be in the driver's seat to potentially do it and win it over Chicago. But for this, I mean, the fact that Jacobs is healthy, I think it's pretty tempting, but it's hard because I actually want to go against this Lions secondary. We saw how leaky they were against the New York Giants. It's just like catching a falling knife, though, with Green Bay. Who in the world are you going to target as the guy to be the dude who's going to get that reception, get that touchdown? So I'll go with Jacobs in that regard. I think Jacobs, the fact that he didn't get a designation on the injury report, the fact that he's healthy, he's going to be up there in a high-scoring game. But at the very least, if you like playing some of these same-game parlays, he should really be a leg for an anytime touchdown for you this week.
Last one, give me one in the nightcap. We got a game in the AFC North between Cincinnati and Baltimore. No clue what Cincinnati's going to look like as they're getting Joe Burrow back, but this game is very important for Baltimore, who dug themselves in an early hole, trying to dig themselves out of it and win that division.
So I'll Babe Ruth this thing. I'll call my shot. You know, I took a little Bengals plus +7. I also took some on the money line, too. I don't think that they're this far apart between each other. I think 7's a very big number for Baltimore. Their offense has been constipated, to say the least, over the last 2 weeks. Lamar is not running as much as he has in past years. It might be because he's so dinged up. Burrow, obviously, back, well-rested, ready to go against a familiar opponent that he's had some success against. I think that this is one where we get a pretty tight, high-scoring game, and I'll take my chances of Burrow not only staying inside of 7, but being able to pull off the upset against Baltimore.
That is Jonathan Von Tobel joining us on the show. He does great work with VSiN, taking a look at the gambling perspective for Thursday's matchups. Jonathan, great stuff, man. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Hey, thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Jonathan Von Tobel of VSiN joining us on the show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about what this game means for the playoff perspective for both teams. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.